Nation.
Hey, welcome.
What is going on in Celebrity Land?
Chat more like what's not going on. We got a big old engagement and an even bigger breakup to tell you about.
Plus, what stars fans are gagging that Lady Gaga was nominated for a SAG Award.
And what ruined Hunter Normani and Taraji P. Henson's hair, honey? We've got the details. But Sherry, what you got first, dear?
Well, Gary, congratulations are in order for Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Hey.
Yes, because we were wondering when it was going to happen. It was a year and a half of dating, but they have gotten engaged.
Nice.
So Megan shared a video, and just like the two of them, the announcement was kind of extra. This is what Megan said. In July of 2020, we sat under this banyan tree. We asked for magic. A year and a half later, he asked me to marry him. And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes, and then we drank each other's blood.
What?
Oh,
1/11/22. Okay, they had me until that very last sentence.
Me
too. I was like, this is going to be beautiful until blood.
Yeah, beautiful until the blood. So anyway, Machine Gun Kelly designed Megan's ring, which is actually two magnetic bands with her birthstone, an emerald, and his birthstone, a diamond, coming together to form a heart.
All right.
That's kind of dope.
Beautiful ring. Okay, but y'all got to tell me something. I so out of touch. Is this an engagement or are they coming out as vampires?
I really need to know. I think both, to be honest with you. I think both.
When do you start drinking people's blood when you commit to each other?
We've seen this before. I know Angelina Jolie did this
with one of the
two who might have been Billy Bob Thornton.
I mean, we need to start drinking each other's blood. We become one when we drink each other's blood.
No, you don't need to become one by drinking your blood.
Yes.
I mean, when you marry, you exchanging juices anyway, but kind of the drink
every
blood
day.
Is
you might
like,
as well.
Drinking blood is
you
a
might
little
as well drink
disgusting.
The red juice.
No. A lot of y'all have done worse.
No. I love the ring, but when you do the blood, how do you drink a blood? Do you do it like a shot glass?
Yeah.
You got to slam that, Sherry. That's not something you want to take a sip. Ooh, I taste the iron in it.
Maybe mix it in a Bloody Mary?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right, honey. Oh, baby. Oh, I want this. Yeah.
And you can drinkify it. You can add some hot sauce and drinkify it. It'll be perfect.
Now, they weren't the only ones with a dramatic announcement, but this one came as a shock. I was even like, well, damn. Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet shared that they're splitting up after 16 years together and almost 5 years of marriage.
Oh,
now,
their
joint statement said in part, "We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times, and so we share our family news that we're parting ways in marriage. The love between us carries on. We free each other to be who we are learning to become." And this is one of the situations where I really truly felt like they wrote it together. Like, I felt like they were holding hands as that was written.
But what does it mean?
It may just...
Well, it's got a lot of big words that I don't know how to spell. What does it mean?
It just means they want to be single. They grew apart. That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Why does everybody have to now do poetry when they break up?
Because they want to make sure the rest of the world doesn't see them as being bitter and creating
exactly.
something.
Right.
And it almost creates a diversion. We spent more time figuring out what that meant, you know what I'm saying? And like, it actually forgot what the whole thing was about.
Right.
And maybe since Jason and Lenny became closer friends, read what she said. We free each other to be who we are learning to become. So maybe Jason is learning to become somebody different, you know, and she's freeing him to be there.
I don't know if it's the way you talk about Gary, but I am concerned. Like, who gets custody of Lenny Kravitz in this situation? Because he was still a part of that family, like, even though they were married.
No, this is one that kind of broke my heart because Jason Momoa said that he has, as he told his mama at 7 years old, that he was going to marry Lisa Bonet when he first saw her.
It seems like God likes Jason Momoa. Now we get to find out who was the second person on his I'm going to marry list, because it seems like it's all working out for him.
Okay, it's officially award season, y'all. And yesterday, the Screen Actors Guild announced the nominations for the SAG Awards. Will Smith is up for Best Actor for King Richard, and Jennifer Hudson got her nod for Best Actress playing Aretha Franklin in Respect.
Oh, wow.
And Lady Gaga and Olivia Colman are also nominated for Best Actress. Wow, y'all. All right, but the biggest snub was Kristen Stewart, who did not get a nomination for playing Princess Diana in the movie Spencer. And K-Stew's fans are pissed that Lady Gaga was nominated in Kristen wasn't. All right. Kristen was great as Princess Diana, but are you guys shocked that she wasn't nominated? Did anybody see this movie?
I didn't watch it, so I can't speak on
how good.
Now, I did watch House of Gucci,
yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, Lady Gaga disappeared in that role.
Really?
A Patrizia Gucci.
Right.
I couldn't even tell. I didn't even know it was Lady Gaga until I went to the movie.
I watched the movie, and I was really disappointed that Gucci Man wasn't actually in the House of Gucci. So, you know what? I was expecting an entirely different movie. So, yeah, Gucci Man, if you hear this, man, next time, maybe the sequel.
Yes,
and I walked by Gucci the other day, so I'm like, girl, there you go, honey. Miss Gucci. Lady Gaga gets the elbow.
Is that how you vote, Gary? As a SAG member, you walk by Gucci, so you're like, it's Gucci, I'm going to vote. Oh, my God. That is really troubling to me.
Very troubling.
Okay, y'all, it looks like Kristen Stewart's fans aren't the only ones pissed at Lady Gaga. Now, while she was filming House of Gucci, Gaga made yet another enemy.
Oh.
Now, Gaga played Patrizia Reggiani, who is still alive, by the way. And since she's a method actor, Gaga stayed in character even off set. But, y'all, something happened that made her let go of that Patrizia. So Gaga said on the last day of filming, I knew I had to say goodbye to her. Large swarms of flies kept following me around, and I truly began to believe that she had sent them. I was ready to let her go. Now, do y'all think Gaga just didn't wear the deodorant that day or didn't wash her ass or was just funky to say something like
Probably all the above, Brad. All the above.
Man, if she's such a method actress, maybe she's preparing to play a fly girl on A Living Color. Okay.
She's going to be in a reboot of Fly.
Hell no. Because y'all know in the House of Gucci, I never knew all of this. Patrizia had hired a man to kill her husband, Maurizio Gucci.
Yes,
so Gaga was lucky. It was just flies.
Okay.
Not a hit person.
Not a hit man.
Because she out of prison now. She's out of prison.
Mm.
That's so crazy, you know, when people are like, they're in character. They stay in character for the entire... I could never do that.
You can't do that?
No,
really?
I feel silly.
Yeah.
You be talking to your son in another character, like...
No, but like, Brett, you be at the craft service table and you stay in character. People looking at you like, okay, bitch, just get
like, Chewy, relax.
Yeah, relax.
Like, Chewy, what do you want on your bagel, bro?
Can
like,
you pass me some grapes? Stop with all that.
What kind of bacon do you want, Chewy? I want a turkey bacon, please. Thank you. Don't eat that swine. All right.
All right, y'all. Now, Mr. Roger P. Henson, honey, and Armani, honey, they went on the Tonight Show and played a karaoke game where they had to remember a line from the J-Lo song, Waiting for Tonight, y'all.
Nice.
Well, honey, they didn't get it quite right, so check out what happened.
It's so special and strong. Oh.
It's just water.
Okay.
Love it. Yo, Brett and Sherry, like, if you got your hair done or if any of us got our hair done or something for a show and they sprayed you with water like that, you would go off.
I would be like, who was the person who made this game up who thought water would be great for Sherry Shepherd and Brett's hair?
No, hair would be fine because I wear braids. A little water ain't never hurt nobody.
Exactly.
But the face, I had to make sure I have to wear waterproof makeup that day. And we don't
know. Sherry, it should be easy for you. Hell, all you got to do is take the wig off and put another one on. I mean, it's simple.
Oh, yeah, right on TV. So I'm going from Shaka Khan to looking like Flavor Flav. My hair all
boy.
I would have been so mad.
You would have think they would have known like what the repercussions were before jumping in that booth. Like, you might get wet. I'm surprised they didn't do a bonnet or like a little shower cap or something just in case it didn't go their way.
And see, HK, that's what I would have came on with, a bonnet. They would have known. You better let me know. If you're going to use water around me, I would have had a bonnet on.
All right, y'all. Up next, is Kanye kicking it with Madonna now? And did they have an audience? Ooh, we got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, we back and clicked up as usual, but not like this group of celebs. So Kanye West was spotted on a sexy date night with his new boo Julia Fox at Delilah in L.A., but this was a different kind of date. It was more like a We Are the World music video. I mean, like, when you look at the lineup, I mean, you got Kanye, Julia, Madonna, Floyd Mayweather, Antonio Brown, and even Evan Ross was in the building. And gotta send a major shout-out to our homie Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked. He was also in the room and posted a video to star-studded group bopping out to some Drake.
When you see all of these people, Madonna right next to Floyd Mayweather, Antonio Brown with his shirt on, all of this, what is the first thing that goes through your mind?
Who sent out the group text?
Yeah, and the first thing that went through my mind is they must have put a sign on the door, no black women, because I sure didn't see none in the room.
I just didn't even look at that, Gary. I was looking at all of these celebrities.
Well, yeah, I saw like celebrities, but I didn't see no black women, a bunch of rich black men with not a one African-American woman, so I thought maybe the sign was at the door. That's what I saw.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe the person holding the camera was black. Maybe.
Oh, no.
I don't know. You know, it's just everybody was just, they looked like they was having a good time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the craziest thing, like, out of everybody in this shot, the person who looked the happiest to be there was Madonna. Like, she
was right. Madonna. Madonna was lit. Yes.
I mean, because y'all remember the last time we saw Madonna, she was hiding under the bed.
Right, with the ass out.
Yeah. This is good.
Face down, ass up.
That's the way we like to.
All right, well, Kim might have not been at that party, y'all, but I'll tell you what star-studded celebrity shindig you just might see her at. And that is the Oscars 2022. Oh. Because her new beau, Sweet Meat Pete Davidson, just might put his bid in to host the award show. Word is the Academy is talking to his people and it might go down. A source said he gets a demographic that is hard to get. He's in a good space, his career is doing well, and he is on the rise. He's a sex symbol. Unlikely, but he is big with a certain generation. And he has a track record to prove it, y'all, getting those ratings. His New Year's Eve special brought in over 6 million viewers, so this might be a good look.
I think it's the best play possible.
So that means we won't be getting Spider-Man this year?
It's for the best, Gary.
Yeah.
It really is for the best. Yeah, because Pete Davidson, like, he's a comedian. He knows how to improv. Right. And, like, yo, he's having a moment right now.
Yes, he is.
Capitalize on that.
But my question is, who would you rather, Sweet Pete, Pete Meat, or Spider-Man?
I think I know who you are.
I don't know.
You said his name twice.
Yes.
Wow.
But I actually would like to see Pete Davidson, should we?
I think Pete would be great.
People in the audience, like Meryl Streep, would be like, who is this? Yeah. Glenn Close. Mm-hmm. All of the people that are there getting nominated, right. Unless you Jennifer Lawrence.
Sherry, trust me. Meryl Streep will know who Pete Davidson is after the Oscars.
Yes,
they're
going
to end up in somebody's green room.
Yeah, they might start dating next year. That's just my prediction.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's time to work them muscle kinks out with the LifePro Grace Shiatsu Neck Massager with Heat. This Shiatsu massager has 4 massage rollers which operate in 2 directions, providing amazing relaxation and relief. And the 110-degree heat penetrates deep into your tight knots and sore, achy muscles.
Oh, niece, I need this right now, girl. Honey, my neck is on fire. Tell me more.
Well, weighing less than 2 pounds and holding a charge for 2 hours, this massager has adjustable straps with loop handles so it can be used as a shoulder massager, kneading back massager, or travel foot massager. Plus, all you got to do is pull on those handles to increase the pressure.
Yo, it sounds like we all could use one of these. How much is it, Brad?
Well, usually this massager can run as high as $115, but for our dishettes out there, you can get one for just $35. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, we've got more Kanye and Julia tea for you to sip on right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Yo, Kanye knows how to keep us talking. He also was out here earlier in the week, and apparently that night he couldn't wait for his grooming needs, so while he was dining with his new boo, Julia Fox, and NFL player Antonio Brown, he asked his barber to come meet him at the restaurant, which appears they were in the bathroom, and he was getting his beard groomed at the restaurant bathroom.
Ew.
Wow, y'all. Ew. Wow. Do you guys think that Kanye is taking this Napoleon complex too far? I don't know, y'all. This is kind of dope. I've actually had my beard and haircut at the radio station.
Okay.
But not in a bathroom.
Not in a restaurant.
Nasty.
Yeah, not in a restaurant.
Do you understand if I was walking to wash my hands and your hair is all over the sink because you're getting a haircut?
Woo.
I would be so mad.
But how many people would actually go to the restroom and actually be like, oh, Kanye's getting his haircut and go complain? Like, ain't nobody gonna complain on Kanye. Ain't nobody gonna do that.
But it's nasty in the bathroom.
Really nasty.
I mean, you got enough money to get a trailer and sit it outside and get your hair in the trailer.
Literally, y'all, can y'all imagine going out on the date and then either the guy or the girl says, 1 second, I got to go to the bathroom to get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a little offended.
As a guy, it just depends because, like, let's just say if, like, you're a guy and you're on a date with a female, like, she went, I don't know, to the bathroom to get a waxing. You know it's possibly going down that night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
literally, HK. Literally. Right. Moving on, rapper Kodak Black was seen having a good time at an NHL game recently, and it was not because of the hockey pucks. Kodak was seen enjoying a twerk session from a woman in the box suite.
That's awesome.
Right now.
It'd be going down at the hockey games, y'all.
Those box suites, I thought they just had food in there. I didn't know it was all of that.
They got food and twerking. Food, hot wings, hot dogs, hot links, and twerking.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, so he was getting a lap dance at the game in the box suite. You think he should get banned from the future games?
No. It should be the halftime show. Some of these games are boring.
I think more people are going to go to hockey games now just to see if they can take a peek if something like this happens. Come on, man.
It'd be different.
Are any of you guys the type to get, like, inappropriate with your spouse in public like this?
Absolutely. I love people watching.
Well, it depends if nobody's looking.
So you do nasty stuff?
Haven't in a while. This is pre-COVID. It's during COVID. During COVID, it's just my dog and my goldfish watching.
A kiss is cool, but not anything drastic, I don't think.
Nothing.
If this was twerking in the odd, like in the stands or something, I think I might have a problem. But when you in your box suite, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
It's your own suite. You pay for it.
Your own suite.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
If I'm paying 10, 5, 15 grand for a suite at an event, I'm going to do anything I want.
Anything you want. But don't be doing it in front of me while I'm trying to get my popcorn.
I won't. You're going to want to watch and eat your popcorn with what I'm doing.
I want to see on the kiss cam.
See, I think this is the elevation of the kiss cam.
Right.
If you brought out the twerk cam, and I'm surprised Atlanta didn't beat everybody to it.
Right.
You need a twerk cam at the game.
That's actually really good.
The twerk cam, bro.
Yeah. All right, I don't want to see that 80-year-old woman who be dancing. That's a twerk cam.
Well, it depends on who that 80-year-old woman
that's
is.
That's exactly what I want to see. The twerk cam.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, find out how a woman quit her job to be a puppy. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right now, Sherry, don't you get any ideas from this next story, okay?
I am.
A lady named Jenna claims she made almost $1 million last year by pretending to be a puppy on OnlyFans.
Whoa.
Jenna, who goes by Puppy Girl Jenna, left her job as an optician to pursue a career as a dog last year, y'all. She even got the attention of Jordan Belfort, a millionaire known as the Real Wolf of Wall Street. He commented, "What universe is this?" Now,
seriously.
Gary, would you leave us here at Dish to chase balls and be a dog or eat dog food for a million?
You're already doing one of those things.
For a million now.
For a million, honey. I probably would. I mean, I'm kind of chasing balls now. So,
you just got to finish the rest of the job.
Exactly. So, there you have it. Yes, ma'am. A million.
Hey, Crack, if you would have joined OnlyFans as an animal, what would you be?
I would probably be like, I don't know, a seal or something.
A seal?
A seal.
Yeah. I can go off.
I'm thinking about joining it, honey. I think I want to be a mule.
A mule. I don't even want to know.
I don't want to know either.
He want to be an ass.
I'm going to actually go home and practice this, because if you can do this on OnlyFans, I might want to try.
I'm going to be Brett the Bull.
Whoa, you're doing good, honey. What is that, a squawk?
What is that?
Brett.
I don't even know what the hell it is. What is it? It's the Sherry Shepherd in a natural habitat. There goes the Sherry Shepherd. She's in a natural habitat.
German Shepherd.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.